Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678 to sign up. And check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at heidisfoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash Clark.
Well, another one in the books, Tom.
Another record.
Another record. Oh, jeez. I won't even respond to that. We got Adam in the house from Red Rooster Inn. We got Jose from the Spray Mask. We got Lola at the door, the big boss. We got Dre in the house. Nothing happens without the big boss.
Did you hear your intro?
What?
Your intro.
Did it change?
No.
Taking care of business?
Your intro. Who did your intro?
What was his name? Lee.
He passed away Monday.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's really sad. I just got some bad news. You know, I've been here 26 years, right? Or actually 27 now, right? I'm the longest running show on this station.
Wow.
And so I've had some producers. There's a guy up there named Bob. There's a plaque up there for him, right? And me and him, this is when the station was downtown in Clearwater. And I came really good friends with him. And that's when I used to do a two-hour show.
Okay.
And then Lee was he did the intro. And here's Brian Cash Claus.
Okay.
You know, like Adam Starts, that's him. I just keep it because, just out of nostalgia, because I want to change it, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
Because he's my friend.
Sounds really good.
Well, he passed away on Monday.
That's terrible.
Yeah, she just told me. And I try to get along, like even Tom. Tom... Would you say we get along really good? Oh, he's got food in his mouth. He doesn't want to say no and lie. Right? Would you say that our...
No, very well.
Very well, right?
Yeah.
And I try to... What I try to do is whoever I work with... And I'm going to say this too, and not comparing this to anybody else. But even like when I'm at a diner and the waitress, even if I want to complain, I don't. I always try to treat... And this is just my deal... is like I'll talk to the guy that's bagging the groceries or the cashier, because you know they're on a minimum wage job, right? But my theory is that any job is a good job.
That's right.
It's where you get your start, right?
Exactly.
And as long as you're working your way up, and we're all human beings.
You can always tell how people really are is how they treat
people that are subordinate to them, like waitresses or waiters or, you know, bag boys at the grocery store. That's how you can really tell what somebody's all about. They may not do it to you, but they'll do it to somebody else. So, you know, it always tells you what kind of person they are usually.
Wow, that's good. Say what you mean, but don't say it mean.
That's right.
Right? So that's the deal. So I do that, and my daughter picked up on it. She's 16 years old. She's now 17, but she graduated with an associate's degree. And she picked up on it, like even last night. Like, we went to Denny's. We went to the hockey game last night. And
had fun.
Yeah, it is. It's just more of, and that's another thing, too, with relationships, right?
Yeah.
Like, something happened with my friend over there, and then I thought, oh, I did something wrong.
Never.
And he's like, get over it already.
And that's right.
Let's not get into the reason, but he said, just get over it. And then I'm banging my head. What did I do wrong to Adam? He's mad at me. And then, so.
Well, that's sad news today.
Yeah, so about Lee. So Lee was one of those guys that struggled, you know, with sobriety, right? But he was the nice, that's where I'm going with this. He was treated everybody with kindness. And there was a basket that would go around, right? And I knew he had no money. But every time the dollar had to be put in the basket, he did it. It's like when I see homeless people put a dollar in the basket, right? You with me, Tammy? You got something?
Oh, no. I'm just listening to what you're saying about me.
Yeah. So, like, say you see a homeless person, and then you watch them put a dollar in the basket, and you know they're homeless. And then you watch someone with Chinese food in front of them smoking a cigarette, right, with a soda, and then you never see them put a dollar in the basket. I'm not, like, judging, because you shouldn't judge. It's just something I noticed, and it's not good to judge. That's another thing.
No, it isn't.
It's not to be
but
judged.
They always say that people that are, you know, make less always are the biggest. They're the ones that donate the most of their income to charities.
Right. That's known. Pizza guys will tell you that if they deliver to a trailer park, and I'm not saying trailer park's bad again, so, but I'm just saying a lower income housing or whatever, they'll get better tips than they do when they go to the rich neighborhoods.
Yeah.
It's always that way.
It is. And I had a paper out, and some of the richest houses didn't tip me when I was a kid.
Wow, they had papers then, huh?
Yeah. Well, paper's not dead.
Papyrus.
So for people out there, you know that the only time you look down on someone is when you're trying to help them up. And think of it this way, the tombstone. What is your purpose in life, right? And you can use the tombstone as that answer. You know, it's the day you were born, dash, the day you die. What does the dash represent?
Your entire life.
Everything right. In between.
Right, Jose?
Your time.
Your journey, right? Time, your journey. So what do you want written on your tombstone? Here's a guy that made a lot of money.
Not really.
Or here's somebody.
It wouldn't be true anyway.
That's right.
I'm with you on that. But anyhow, what would you want written on your tombstone will tell you what your purpose in life was, right? Purpose is ongoing. It gives meaning to life.
That's right.
Right? A goal has an accomplishment. We have a goal to finish this radio show. A goal is a beginning and an end, right? So what is the purpose in life is, here's someone that help others achieve their goals, so in turn he achieved his goals.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be pretty cool to have on your
So it sounds like you're going to keep that intro for quite a long time.
Yes. So back to Lee. Lee was that type of guy, because I knew he didn't have money sometimes, but I always saw him put a dollar in the basket. I always saw him give someone a dollar that had money out. He was just a rare breed.
Yeah.
He was a giver.
There's not many of those.
No.
Right. So let's go into, you want to go first?
What's that?
Is your mom, did you tell her up in Dade?
Dade City, yeah.
Dade City, we're up and running.
Fantastic.
1400 a.m. It's new.
Oh, you're in Dades.
Yeah, okay. Just as of today.
Well, that's great.
Congratulations.
The engineer was out there. Now, this engineer guy, Steve, would always dress in the 70s. And he came here like, he would wear like, he had the really fro hair. He'd wear the bell bottoms, you know? He'd wear the bandana around his head.
I'm too young, I don't remember that.
But anyhow, it was pretty cool. So today, as of today, Dade City, and then tell me where your mom lives.
Yeah, she lives on Dade City, right off 301.
So put on 1400 AM in Dade City. We're there. 104.3 in Tampa. 1340 AM in Pinellas. 106.1 in Pinellas. And then in Zephyr Hills, it's, oh, there it is, 1400 AM. And 1350, and then we're also on 102.5 in Zephyr Hills.
Well, you got it all covered.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at you. It's amazing.
It's amazing, huh?
That's great.
So we're heard all over the place. There you go. So tell us about Red Rooster.
Red Rooster. Hi, my name is Adam again. Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. And we're open 6 days a week. We're closed Tuesdays. So things have been going really well. And I brought in a piece that you have to figure out what this is.
Okay, you want to do that now?
Whenever you guys want to do it.
Okay, we'll wait.
Okay.
Can you interview Jose for me, my friend?
I will.
I know you don't like that, but you
that's
go.
Okay.
Ask Jose some questions.
Of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello there. Hello.
Hey, Jose.
Hello there. I'm glad to be here today. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. But I'm glad to be back, and it's good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
And we want to congratulate you guys, too, for the new station.
I know.
Zephyr Hills. It sounds great.
Yeah. And Dade City.
Very cool.
How did you come up with your invention there?
Okay. Well, it's not really my invention. It's this product called, we call it the Invisible Mask.
Wow.
And it is a spray. The actual name is Virustan. It's a spray that you can apply before you leave your house. To be protected for 4 hours. We recommend, you know, after that, then apply it again. It's totally safe for any age, actually.
And what does it protect you against?
You know, it's interesting. I'm glad you asked that question because it destroys over 99.9% of viruses that are around in our environment. And it also covers us over with over 170 pathogens that could be affected. Actually, the product was started to be tested back in 2017. And of course, it's been also tested through laboratories that are approved by the CDC and the FDA. So we're very confident.
And
we
what do you do? Is this applied to yourself or is it in spray form?
It is a spray, yes.
Okay.
It comes in two sizes. And yes, it is a spray that you apply, like I said, you know, in your throat, in your nose, because those are the entryways for viruses.
Of course, absolutely. Right.
So you're going to be protected from anything coming in. And then the same, you know, with your hands, even around your eyes. It's totally, totally safe. It's an organic. There is absolutely nothing chemical in it.
Well, that's good.
Natural, alcohol-free. No added chemicals at all, GMO-free, and it is a derivative from the grapefruit, actually.
Oh, really?
So it probably doesn't have the best taste, but you rather be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
And you know, it goes away almost immediately.
And that
anyway.
It's natural, that there's no chemicals in it, you know?
Absolutely,
that's great.
No.
That's
all
great.
Natural. All
that's
natural.
A great selling point.
Yes,
nice.
And also, as far as your skin, you know, most of the disinfectants that we're using today, most of them have alcohol.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This one does not, so your skin doesn't dry out.
And this has been approved by the FDA?
It has been approved, yes, sir.
That's great.
The CDC and the FDA.
Yep.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So very, very glad that we can contribute, you know, in this time that we're living. I've been hearing things going on in other countries. You know, virus is coming back very strong.
Yes.
And so, yeah, this will help you be prepared.
And how do they purchase this product?
We have a website where you could go through. You can contact me through Telegram if you'd like to find out more about it. It's at SEZAMORA in Telegram. You can text me. I'd rather receive a text. Let me know who you are at 727-967-2343. And we also have a website where you can actually do your you know, your purchase just like you would in any other internet shop.
Okay.
And it is iGallen, that's spelled iGallen.net/SEZAMORA. And that'll be igallon.net /Zezamora.
Well, that's great. And it's it's something that's probably, you know, really needed at this time, you know.
I believe
and
so.
And even after this time. Because I think people are much more conscious of what's out there with viruses. I mean, this has been a wake-up call for a lot of people. So this is a great product.
Yes. All righty. Be happy to take that call.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm on the air because of Steve and Drakewan. I'm Drakewan's mom, and I heard you guys were talking about some hot topics.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Oh. Hey, Drake. Good to hear from you, son. I'm so happy you got to visit with the guys on the radio again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, and they're very nice to me.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're glad to see him. We're glad to have him here.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad he's doing something that he enjoys.
Yes, yes.
And are you new? Are you using the new station? What is it?
I think so.
Zephyr Hills, is it?
Yeah. How are you listening, Mom?
Yeah, how are you listening? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I was on the phone. Stephen gave me the number. He called me. Answered me right away.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, fantastic.
What's the topic, guys? You talking about the COVID stuff for COVID?
Yes, yes. We're letting people know that there is an invisible mask that you can use to prevent and stop the spread. That is our motto. We want to stop the spread. And it's totally, totally natural. No alcohol in it, no added chemicals, and it's GMO-free. And so, yes, you apply it before you leave your house. It will protect you for 4 hours. And then, obviously, if you're still out and about, then you would want to do a second application. It's a spray, so you freely apply it inside your throat, your nose, your eyes, and also your hands. It has no alcohol, so it doesn't dry your skin at all.
Okay, yeah, because I have eczema. So, and how what's the cost of this product?
Okay, we have two different sizes. One of them, the smaller spray is $12, and the bigger one is $20.
Oh, nice! And
yes.
How long does each regimen last? The smaller.
You should be getting about 200 sprays out of it, and 400 out of the bigger size.
Oh, okay. That's very cost efficient. And so do me a favor. Please make sure that Drakewan has the website and the contact information so that when he comes home on the night, we can get online together and kind of see if we can hook that up.
Of course. I'll be happy to. Yeah, I'll share a couple of postcards that we have all the information on. And thank you so much. I appreciate that, your interest.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for having me. And Drakewan, keep up the good work, honey. And Steve.
We'll keep an eye on him.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling,
That's
Mom.
Great.
Talk to you later.
Great.
Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Mom. So, yes.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
All the way from Dade City.
That's it.
I keep saying Zephyr Hills and it's Dade City.
Yeah. He's airing both, though.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
Excellent.
And then again, the calls are AM 1340, AM 1350, and AM 1400 at Tantalk Network.
Fantastic. You're just growing and reaching more people, areas. That's fantastic. Very good. Yeah. So I'm very glad. I'm very glad to be here. And I understand you've been here before.
Yes, sir. Last week. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And when are we doing your? You guess.
They have to guess what this is. It's from the 19th century. It's all hand blown glass, and I always give them three options of what it is: A, B, and C. And A, it's a wine craft. B, it's a whale oil lamp that they would actually fill the whale oil in this, and this would where the wick would be right here. Or it was to dispense medicine during the Civil War.
Huh.
So you have A, B, or C.
And what's the prize for guessing correctly?
I don't know. You have to talk to. We'll have to talk to Brian, and he'll let you know about that. He always says he always has an arbitrary number that he comes up with.
I think he said about a couple $100. No, here it comes. Never mind.
He always says $50. It's always $50.
Yeah.
But it is really old. It's like 1850, 1860.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, you know, have to figure out what it is.
Okay. Huh.
So probably by the end of the show, they'll figure out what it is.
All right. Make all a right. comment. Give us some time to think about it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of stuff you'll find at my shop. We have a lot of different items. We have, you know, we have the, you know, middle of the road, ordinary things. And then we have things that you can't get anywhere else in this area. Mm-hmm. It's a real antique shop. And we have people coming in all the time.
Interesting.
So that's good.
Yes.
And they're always bringing things in. I never know what's going to come through the front door. And that's the nice thing about having an antique shop.
Yeah.
Definitely is, yeah. Yeah. And what is your schedule?
We are open. We were open 7 days a week, but we've decided to take one day off. So we're closed Tuesdays now, and we're open 5 to 10 every day, except Saturdays when we're open till 10 to 6.
Mm. And where are you located again?
We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, just before Curlew, heading north. And we're right next door to Dan's Fans. And our number, if anybody wants to call us and, you know, has anything for sale or they're interested in buying something, our number is 860-661-2071.
Excellent.
And my name is Adam, so.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure everybody's taking note of that and really great input.
It is.
Okay, when are we going to do that?
Well, I just told him about it, but I'm going to tell you about it again.
Well, let's just have everybody come in.
Okay.
Are you there from Cricketers?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to do a show. Can you get online and you want to skip? Or just guess. You can win
$50.
Guess. Well, I'm giving three options.
We're going to get everybody in here.
Okay.
But you ready to try to make $50? Lady from Cricketers, what's your first name?
I am.
My name's Audie.
Audie, we're going to give you an opportunity to make $50. How does that sound?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, get everybody to come in.
They're
here.
They're coming.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So basically,
you
this
want
is from
50.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Is your mom still on the line?
No, she's.
Oh. Okay.
So basically, what I'm saying, this is a 19th century piece, hand blown, but you have three options. It's a wine craft.
Where
is it?
Okay.
Or it is a whale oil lamp where you'd fill the oil here, and they had a wick here. Because they had early lamps like that. Or C, it was for putting medicine in, for dispensing it during the Civil War, that they used to, you know, somebody had to, they couldn't, you know, they were having problems drinking or anything like that. They would feed them. They would get liquid into them so they would be hydrated.
Wow, how do you... I'm going to go with A. What are you going with, Jose?
I think B. The lamp, right? B is
the whale oil lamp.
Yep.
Okay.
What are you going with, Tammy?
Let me look at it really quick.
Inspect it.
Yes.
It's a decal.
Will a genie pop out if you rub it?
I've tried that all week. It doesn't work.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to go with the wine craft.
Okay. It is. It's a wine craft.
And you know why? Because
wait, we didn't let Audie.
It has to breathe.
Oh. It does, but you know they did have oil.
I think she was
going to
say
like
that.
This.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what were you going to say, Audie?
I'm not sure.
I'll just tell you what. Just to win, I'm going to let you win. Still, you pick A, B, or C, and you. Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you which one.
A.
Huh?
She went with A. She's winning.
You won. Yeah. You got a $50 gift certificate.
Fantastic.
That's great.
To Cricketers.
To Cricketers.
You are a tough crowd. Wow. Every week, it's like, oh, well,
you
what am I
going to
do? It's smart.
Oh, you know what?
I'm hoping you'll be taking it back.
How about this? I actually have an item that I can bring that you will know about, I'm sure, but I bet you a lot of people won't know what it is.
And I want to see it. Next week.
Next week.
Right. So that gives me a little bit of a respite.
Yes.
So okay, that's great.
It's definitely something vintage. I don't know from what time era or anything, but I didn't know what it was when I first saw it. So.
I can tell you what time era, but I'm not going to tell you. Until we find out,
right.
You know, we guess
well,
what
I'll
it is.
Well, I'll just say that I believe it's made out of brass.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say for
that's
now.
All she's going to tell. That's all she wrote.
So let's talk about Cricketers. Is that okay?
Oh, Cricketers are great.
Yeah, we go in there. These guys are food connoisseurs,
they're
Adam.
Delish.
Jose, did you do you like Cricketers?
Oh, yes, sure, for sure.
Right, yes. Imagine if he would have said no.
And my mom is from England, and the food is, it's pretty on spot. It's really good, and it, you know, you could get that like in a pub in London. You know, I mean, it's legit.
I've never had someone on the radio when I talk about them that said they didn't eat there. Like, it just seems every show that when we do a spot about them, someone said they ate there.
It was one of the few restaurants that one of the first restaurants I went to when I came from New England, and I just said, let's try it, and it was fantastic. You know, they had the fish and chips were great. They had shepherd's pie. I mean, it was all good.
So tell us what's going on there, young lady. How do you pronounce your name?
My name's Audie.
Audie. Audie sounds like a Canadian name, like an otter.
Like the car, Audie?
Well, Audie?
Yeah, like the car, yeah.
Like the car? Yeah. Audie, yes.
You get it.
Audie.
Great, you get it.
So that's cool. I love the name. I love when people have unique names, like, you know, that are different than most. So why did your parents name you Audie? Did you ever find out?
So you want the big real story? So my full name's Adiari, which is spelled A-D-I-A-R-Y. Okay. And it's my mother's name backwards because I was a breech baby.
Oh, okay.
Very creative.
Right, wow, what a question to ask. What's your mom's name?
Iraida.
And, oh, wow, and it's her name spelled backwards because you came out backwards.
Correct.
But you,
wow.
But you came out. Very that's creative. That's all that matters. That's right.
So
here you are.
Very creative.
So you're a backward child.
Yes, always.
Well, but you know what?
I came in kicking into the world.
Do you know why the front windshield is bigger than the rear view mirror?
Why?
Because the future is where it's at. What happened in the past is done and gone.
You know what? You are a sage. We're going to get you like orange, you know, like a prophet. We're going to get you like an orange robe. Because you're right there, kid.
I'm a sage?
Yeah, the sage. Yeah.
Okay.
The wise one. The wise one.
And one brings staff.
Oh, wise one.
I can see that as a movie, like the backward children that have these special powers.
Oh.
And like about
I thought you meant about you. I said that's going, you know.
No, think about it.
We've had the Towering Inferno. We've had the Titanic movie, you know, the Poseidon Adventure.
But have we had the backward child?
Not yet.
No, think about it. They all came out backward all at the same day, right? Mm-hmm. And then they get together and they meet. And they have all these superpowers like X-Men.
I think your talents are being wasted here. I think you need to go out to Hollywood.
What are your superpowers, Adi?
Oh, I have lots of them.
Give me one.
There you go.
Give me one.
No, I don't have any.
You don't? Yes, you do. You know what your secret power is?
What is it?
And it's inside you, too. Love.
You
want me to tell a poem and then I'll shut up? Who wants a poem?
I
want
one.
And this is a poem about Adi.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Knock yourself out.
Please go, yeah. Right.
Muscles can split shields and even destroy life. But only the unseen power of Adi's love can open the hearts of men. And until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. For Adi's love is the greatest weapon, and none of whom she calls can defend against her force.
Whoa.
And who wrote this?
Wow, yeah.
Who is this?
I wrote it. I just happened to copy a little bit from a poet and a writer by Og Mandino.
What's the poet's name?
Og Mandino.
Og Mandino.
Yes, Mandino. Okay. And he was born backwards, too.
Oh, look at that.
So tell us about Cricketers.
All right, so most of you guys know we're an Irish pub over in Dunedin, near the Causeway, right where like the McDonald's and the Dollar General are. We're in that plaza there. And right now, we've just been rocking it with the Lightning, you know, Stanley Cup.
Guess who was at the game last night? It's all about me.
Oh, really?
Yes, me and my daughter went to the game last night.
Good.
We've been to every game.
Actually. Who won?
The Lightning won 3-1.
Good.
Yes.
Nice. So we have some great specials. We have a $2 Bud by Light Draft. Mm-hmm. We have selected appetizers that are half off during the whole game. It's been a good time.
Really?
And their fish and chips, they get a choice, right? It's either cod or you get something else, which is really unusual that you can get two different types. It was great.
That is unusual, yeah. It is.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, that's the staple here. Everybody loves the
fish. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Jose has this mask. Tell Adi about the mask, just real brief.
Yes.
Listen to this new technology.
Yes, this is an invisible mask that you can spray in your throat, in your nose, and your eyes. It's totally safe for anybody, no matter what age, even for plants. Pets, it's safe.
Oh, really?
All natural, alcohol-free, no added chemicals to it, no GMO.
Okay.
And it destroys 99.9% of viruses around us. So, yeah, 4 hours of protection. And if you're out and about, then recommend after 4 hours, do another application. And you'll be protected, fully protected.
What do you think of that, Adi?
Okay, that's interesting.
Interesting.
And how did they find out about this? How did they?
See, Adi, you're in part of the show. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The backward child.
I thought I was just going to tell you about fish and chips. I'm all in now.
You're all in. And you won $50, so you're getting paid.
That's right.
When's the last time you got made $50 for 20 minutes of work?
I love it.
Love it. Yeah, and then also, too, is, yeah, you know, I know Mike, right? Like the owner of Cricketers.
Cricketers,
and
yeah.
I always pronounce it wrong, he says. But he ran a pool hall, right, in Dunedin.
Okay.
And they did my front cover.
Oh, right? They did, yeah.
Yes, in my Dunedin book for years because of Mike. You know, he's been really good to this publication, and he's really stuck by us.
Yeah.
How do the coupons come in there, Adi, from our coupon book?
Oh, they come in good, yeah. I mean, it's buy one, get one half off.
Right.
That.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people that are here vacationing, they see it, they see the book, they look through it, and you can tell them that they're new in town or they're visiting, and you know, they find us that way, and it's great.
Yeah, it brings people in, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you thought you were going to talk about fish and chips. Tell us about fish and chips, and let's see if Jose can guess the number of the price, what you charge, and you guess, Jose, within $1.
All right.
Of what they charge for fish and chips, you will get a free fish and chip dinner.
Beautiful.
Can we give away? We're really high.
I go for that.
And then you too, Adam.
All right. Okay, I will.
And you too.
And I can't remember what they charge.
Okay, do you write down on a piece of paper what you guys charge at Cricketers for you too, Tammy?
I know what they charge. That's not fair.
If you get it exactly right, okay. If you get it exactly right, you get two. No, if you get it exactly right, it's a bonus at Cricketers Fish and Chips.
Okay.
And right. This is Mike.
But you got to remember, I think one of the... I don't know if one is more expensive than the other. You can get cod.
Same price.
Oh, they are the same price then.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, they are. Okay, that's good.
Why is it too, and I'm just going to say this real quick, why is it that certain owners take over businesses and they do so well, and then certain owners just, like over the years of me doing this, just fail at everything? Why is that? Mike, everything Mike has touched, he's like the Midas touch. Like when he ran the pool hall, it was the most successful that pool hall was.
Some people just have that they have that ability. It's just the Midas touch. They know what they're doing, and you know, and it's hard work, it's luck, it's know-how, it's a lot of stuff.
Right. Right.
Well, it's consistency.
And consistency. That's absolutely
true. You're a college-aged
girl.
That's
what I had in my mind.
See, I'm going to tell you this now. I have a sixth sense. Tammy knows this. She said
six cents. Or you have 6 cents in your pocket.
Okay, so anyhow, I'm going to say this about Adi. I already know who she is. I'm going to tell you how old she is. I'm going to tell you everything about Adi, and I've never met her. Say a word, Adi.
Word.
Okay, so here it goes. That's it. That's all I needed was the word, right? And then I can set you free. Here it is, Adi. You are 29.
38.
No.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Oh.
But you look 29.
But you look
there.
Oh.
There you
go. There you go.
He's a charmer.
Okay.
Watch out for him.
You did meet me once, Brian.
Oh, I can't forget a beautiful girl, so that's why I know you're beautiful. Let me ask you this. You graduated from college.
Yes.
See how I can see that? I'm telling you, I'm seeing things. Give me that. That's really a
Wait
crystal
a minute.
Ball.
Bring see it over. See how ADD you are? What is the price of the fish and chips?
Oh, the price. Back to that.
Yes.
I don't have ADD. No, I don't. I have CFPHG. And if you know what that is, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But I do have something that's more important than an education. Adi, if you can guess it, you get a double your prize. You ready to risk it for this?
All right.
You're risking your prize. You don't get it right, you lose it. I always like to get the prizes back.
Uh-huh.
You're willing to gamble?
Yeah.
Okay, what am I guessing? The price of the fish and chips?
No. What is a PMA?
Yeah, $680.
And it's better than a PhD.
PMA, gosh, no clue.
Does anybody know?
PMA. Postmasters Associate?
Is it something to do with street smarts?
No, it has to do with life.
Oh,
go okay. through life this way, you're going to have a good life. Okay. To enjoy life. Okay. It's a positive mental attitude.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I knew it. I just didn't want to say
that. That is more right. important okay. than any degree.
Absolutely.
To enjoy life. Right? To not have fear in your life. To truly enjoy it. Like at the game with my daughter, there was a few times I was looking over and just saying how much I love her. Secretly to myself, I love you. And it was just a great moment. That's what life's about.
Well, that's a positive, but that's more than that. That's love.
That's love.
That's love.
Okay, so let's guess. Where's Tammy? You guys want to come in? Everybody want to come in and guess the price? Come on. All right, so we're going to first go with Tom. How much is the fish and chips at Cricketers?
It's $11.99.
Whoa.
What did Tom say?
$11.99. What do you say?
Right on.
$8.89.
Huh?
$8.89.
We should be writing these down. Yeah. But
I want to say.
I know what the price is, so I got it.
I want to say $14.95.
Whoa. Jose?
$10.99.
Okay.
$5.99.
Well, going with the lows this way, anything okay? That's smart. Okay, Mike. Mike, come in here. Okay, so what'd you say, Steve?
1 cent.
Oh, he's going with 1 cent. Okay, guess the price of fish and chips at Cricketers. What is the price? You can win $50 and a gift certificate.
Fish and chips at Cricketers.
Yes.
I want to say probably about.
$8.85.
Okay.
You're $8.89. Okay, then Tammy? Oh, I'm going to go too, okay? I wish I would know it, but I'm going. What was the highest price?
$14.99.
Mine, $14.95.
I'm going to go with $14.96.
So what is the deal here? Whoever's the closest or?
Besides you, since you know it.
He says that I'm getting a free.
Where's
fish and chips.
Okay.
Regardless.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What'd you say? Okay. Did everybody go? Did you just your girl want to go? No. Okay.
Okay. So what is it? Drum roll.
Do a drum roll, Tom.
No.
Wait a second. We got to wait for the drummer. He was out smoking a cigarette. The drummer's coming back. He'll be here any second.
Yeah.
Because we can't smoke indoors no more.
That's right.
So the drummer come in.
Absolutely.
You ready, Tom? No.
Can I see if my guess is right?
Okay, wait. You guessed it. We'll kill time.
I didn't look it up. I'm just saying. So, $17.95.
Oh. You son of a gun. You beat me by a penny.
Okay, what is the price? Adi, she's still there?
I'm here. It's
$17.99. Ah, so I win.
You bested me.
I bested you by a penny.
I was thinking $15.99. That's, but it's worth every penny.
That's it.
Their fish and chips are worth every penny.
Yes, they are one of the few places that has haddock as a choice. Yeah. And
that's right.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Really, why don't we all go there sometime? You want to make it? You want to do that? Mm-hmm. Everybody meet at Cricketers, you Jose?
Let's do it.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Then we'll flip a coin who pays. Jose.
Oh, no.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
I'm glad there is no coin. No visible coin. That's good.
That's it. Checks in the mail, right, Jose?
Oh my gosh.
Anyhow, that's pretty cool. So what makes your fish and chips so special, Adi?
Well, it's a full filet. So, and it's probably probably larger than any other fish and chips in town. And it goes over the plate. It comes with homemade coleslaw, also homemade tartar sauce, or French fries.
Chips, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
Very good.
That sounds really good. Did you hear what she said? It goes over the plate. So that must be a big piece.
It's a big piece.
Got to be hungry, man.
Okay, can you do me a favor? In closing, give us a final comment about Cricketers and Mike, how great Mike is. And one man I respect in this world.
is Mike. Yes. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Mike.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Not you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, in closing, tell us.
Mike's been here almost 16 years, runs a great business. I've worked with him and for him 8 years. It's been amazing. The food's amazing. Other than fish and chips, we also have shepherd's pie.
That's great.
Corned beef and cabbage. Mm-hmm. We have also steak and Guinness pie. So we have some really nice British and Irish staples.
Yep.
Scotch eggs. We also have a really nice English breakfast if you wanted to try something a little different.
That's so great.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
What time do you start serving?
Good question. So we're open at 11 a.m. every day.
Okay. Well, good. So then thank you for being on the show. You got a $50 gift certificate coming your way?
Okay. Next week.
Next week.
I'll stop by and drop it off.
We'll stop by and drop it off to you.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you guys with some fish and chips, okay?
And just so you know, I did just because it's I, be careful when people use the word I, but I did the grand opening for Cricketers, and guess what? 16 years later, they're still in
They're doing
book.
Something
fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. That's right.
So is it their success of putting out good food, or is it my coupon book?
A little bit of both.
That was a joke. It's Cricketers putting out good food. Because that's why people come back, is for the great service and the great food.
That's right.
And they come to see Adi.
Lost Alex technical difficulties with his phone.
Do you want me to call him? Okay, call him back. Okay, so anyhow, we're going to go with you, young man. Tell us about your invention. And you guys, what he does is he has a kill you. No, stay at him. I'm going to get up. He has a kill virus, and you guys can talk kill virus techniques.
Okay. He's invented a machine.
Oh, yeah.
So no silence, and then...
All right. Tell it.
Okay.
It's you, man. Hey, I just
Yeah.
All right.
So tell us about your product again.
It's new technology that I'm using. It's taking AC-DC transformer and turning around the DC current. That way, it's upward. That way, nature, DC current is nature. It's actually in lightning bolts and storms and stuff like that. So it doesn't hurt us in any way. So what it does, it actually, my machine sends out like small lightning bolts that you can't see them. When they attack one virus over there in that corner, the other virus does the same thing, they close up. But since my machine works 24/7, they never open up. They will die of hunger in the end.
Makes sense, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And
fantastic.
There's another aspect that I'm using it. Negative currents on wires, on copper wires, when they were exposed, you can, and the wind comes in, a venting wind, once it hit the wires, negative ions are produced. Negative ions are produced in nature in waterfalls. When the water hit the air, it creates friction. That's when negative ions are created. But in nature, they do differently. They attach themselves to any dirt in the air, and they go down.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, my machine, since I'm closing up the positive current inside of it, it will go back to the positive current and get cleaned all over again and do it all over again. So it's kind of
a constant
constant recurrent current.
So do you agree that the negative ions are in the ground?
No, they're not in the ground. When you do the negative ions, they go up in the air and they attach themselves to anything. Mm-hmm. Now in nature, they go down to the ground, mm-hmm. and once it rains, it may become dust.
Mm-hmm.
But in my machine, the negative ions catch something up in the air that doesn't belong there. I'll go back to my machine because it's attracted back to my machine since I have the positive current locked inside of it.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
So this has the ability to take kill viruses, just like get them right out of the air and not... So
yeah,
people are not exposed to it.
We're having a problem with the evolving coronavirus right now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Well, it doesn't really matter to this machine because everybody's in nature, virus in nature, right?
Yeah.
So it does the same thing. So it doesn't matter what kind of virus it is.
It just takes it out and cleans it and gets it away from you, and that's what people want.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. also cleans dust and particles and everything else, right?
Yes. And another thing, the negative ions, once they reach up to the upper space, they become ozone.
Okay.
So we're missing all our ozone right here, right?
Yeah, that's a big problem right mm-hmm. now yeah. with what's going on. Right. So, yeah. I mean, maybe there's a larger application for this than even you think.
Yeah, I think this machine will save the world, as I see it.
There you go.
There you go.
Not many people can boast that.
That's no. right. That is right.
Boast that claim.
It's created on a new technology, which DC current was invented 200 years ago by Edison.
Yeah.
I just took that current and turned it around. And I know how to do that. And since you know how to do that, you are holding the power of nature in your hand, actually.
And I remember the last time you went, you were talking about that you were looking for backers. You were looking for yeah. someone to sponsor you and get this all out in the running. So tell them how they can contact you if someone's interested in
setting you up. My cell phone number is 727-331-7090. My name is Gal. And call me up anytime you want to hear about this invention.
That's good.
Very good.
And you do have a prototype?
Yeah, I do have a prototype, working prototype. In my house right now, I don't have any dust in the house since the current is all over.
That's right. Mm. So you're looking for someone, an entrepreneur, to come in and help you package this and get it, you know, up in the running, and so you can get this out to the public.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I made this machine originally for my daughter. She has asthma attacks all the time, and now she breathed the air that coming out of the machine for 5-6 years.
And her health improved.
And her health improved. She doesn't have any asthma attacks.
That's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. that's quite a claim.
That's a proof, yeah. That's proof that it works.
Another claim, I'm going to do this. Now, people over 50 go to bathroom 6-7 times a night, right? Yes. I'm 50. I used to go to bathroom, but I don't anymore.
And you think it's because of this, your device is taking all the impurities out of the air, and it's actually...
What it does is actually the current itself goes into your body and actually cleans all the CO2 that's disturbing the connection between the nerves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you have all connections to the nerves and everything else, you feel a lot
better. Do you sleep near this device when you have it plugged in, or is it like in one part of the...
It's in one part of the house. It's in the living room. I sleep in a different room.
Wow.
And it will protect the whole house, regardless of the size.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, if you put like 6 filters into it, it will protect the house outside also, which means that when it rains and you have the funguses, going around.
Right.
There won't be any funguses, so mm-hmm. the house will last a lot longer that way, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's great. So you have one end of it covered, and you have the other end of it covered.
That's correct.
So
yes.
I mean, with these products, you're looking to get it. You know, this your product is already on the market, but
my product is on the market. But the only thing is, I don't need a CDC approval for this.
Okay.
And I don't need any government approval for this, since it's nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, you're looking for someone to facilitate this and get this started, so it's get it out to the public.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. And your product is already there.
It is, yes.
And how do we get that again?
Okay. I'd be happy to take a call or a text. I really would prefer a text at 727-967-2343. Nowadays, I play it safe that way.
Okay.
I'm also in Telegram at SEZAMORA. And then, you can also go to the website, igallon.net/SEZAMORA.
That's great.
So okay. I certainly appreciate it. And please look into it. The name of the spray is Virustan.
Okay.
And, it's been around, it's been proven, more than proven, that it will protect you.
Well, that's great. That's good.
So, Gallons. Gals. machine.
This is only for the house and the office
and everything else.
It's not for the outside.
Exactly. So this could be a complement to one another. You know, you're very safe in your house, but when you're going to go somewhere, be, you know, exposed to other people and socially, then you will be protected.
Yep. And there also. Another thing for this technology, you can use this technology in the airplane that's going around the world. That way, nothing will spread because the viruses on the skin will just fall down, mm-hmm. and they will fight the current. They will not, you know, produce or anything like that.
Produce.
Mm-hmm. Well, they cannot produce once they're like in protected mode, because they cannot eat, they cannot move, they cannot produce, they cannot do anything.
They close up.
They close up, and they die. It means how much like food do they have inside of them is extra, and that's their problem, I guess. And that's a way to take care of them, I think.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic,
And this can run 24/7?
Yes, it is. It's a machine that the transformer is actually from the welding world. It runs 24/7.
It actually is plugged in then.
Yeah,
it
needs to be plugged in. Into the AC, and it turns it to DC.
To DC.
What I do, I turn it around. Now, Edison, what he did was creating the DC only to run one way, not to turn it around. So he didn't know about this technology. So I'm thinking I'm the extension of him.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah.
US.
Yeah.
Very
good. Yeah, man. Well, we wish you the best. We wish you all kinds of success. And yeah, we're hoping that you will be getting calls. You want to give your number out again?
727-331-7090. And it's Gal.
Gal.
G-A-L.
All right, Gal. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So well, I'm sure next time we see you, you'll have some results for us.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we hope so.
I've been sitting on this technology for the last 14 years. 14
That's
years
great.
I've been studying this technology. I lost marriage over that.
Okay. Well, that's great. Not that you lost marriage, but it's great that you're doing this.
Yes. Yeah. Consistency, persistence.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And
again, my name is Adam. I'm from Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're having a 20% off sale this month for a summer sale. So come by and see us.
I probably will have to stop by and see you.
You got to.
Well, thanks, everybody. Thank you for your time. Great to share with you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.